Clemson. Cornerback target, Corian Gibson, 5'11", 170, Lancaster, Texas, closing in on his decision. Clemson cornerbacks coach Mike Reed went out to see him on Monday. So they made a quick trip to get out there as soon as they could get on the road. He was at Clemson for the spring game, first game he's been in to see inside Death Valley. He was also in for a visit in March. And so he loved the facilities and the program, the culture at Clemson, really likes what Mike Reed has done over the years. He likes the fact he's been there 11 years. He likes the fact that Dabo Swinney's been the head coach there for a long time. He named the top five of Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Texas, and TCU. Clemson is going to get his first official visit the first weekend in June. However, he told us he plans to drop a commitment video right around June 1st. So maybe you can tie those two together. He would not say who the favorite is. The national pundits, the national recruiting pundits on those recruiting websites, on the networks, they've got Texas as the team to beat. But some indications are it might be Clemson. We shall see. He's also a track athlete, a PR in the 100 meters of 10.73. He said he made tackles last year, but no picks because nobody would throw his way. Quote, "They were not messing with me," is how he put it. Love it. USC added a PWO lineman earlier in the week in Campbell Vandeveer, 6'7", 265 of Brentwood, Tennessee. Gamecocks could be on the verge of adding a second in Nye Mansell, 6'3", 305, a transfer from Mercer, who's out of Westside High School. He visited on Monday. He told us he has a PWO offer from the Gamecocks' Lonnie Teasley. He's leaning towards accepting that. Some announcement could come tomorrow. He can play center. He can play guard. 3 seasons with the Bears after signing with them in 2020. After entering the portal, he had offers from Alabama State, Tennessee State, Eastern Kentucky. Defensive end, Jatias Gear, 6'6", 255 of Syracuse, entered the portal on the 28th and is drawing the attention of some of the USC coaching staff. He prepped at Belton Honeypath. In 13 games last season, he recorded 33 tackles, 6.5 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks. USC's in the top 6 with defensive back Jaden Baugh, Decatur, Georgia. USC offered 2025 receiver Taz Williams, Red Oak, Texas. Running back Savion Hyder, Mineral, Virginia. Safety Sonye DeGraffenreid of Atlantic City, New Jersey. Also in the 25 class, 25 defensive end Christian Garrett of Monroe, Georgia. Receiver Micah Gilbert of Charlotte, who had USC among his top 7, committed yesterday to Notre Dame. Wide receiver Channing Goodwin of Charlotte has set May 7th for his commitment announcement. USC's in his final 7, but they've not really been all that involved in recent months. Linebacker Sammy Brown of Jefferson, Georgia has 5 officials set. Tennessee, May 26th. Followed by Clemson, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Ohio State. 6'4", Jonathan Powell of Dayton has Clemson in his final 6, along with Indiana, Xavier, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Virginia Tech. 6'4", Austin Swartz, who has Clemson and USC offers, was offered by Notre Dame. Presbyterian guard 6'4", Jalen Forrest, is transferring to Georgia Tech. He's the son of former Tech star James Forrest, all Big South freshman team, led the Blue Hose in scoring last season, 11 points per game. 6'10", Quentin Melora Brown, who played at Rice and Vanderbilt, is transferring to the Citadel. In 123 career games, he averaged right at 5 points and 5 rebounds per game. 6'11", Michael Marsh, who prepped at Gray Collegiate, is transferring to Oklahoma State from Jacksonville University. And West Florence point guard Deuce Hudson, reclassifying to the 24 class, will play a postgraduate season with Combine Academy. He's the son of the former major leaguer Orlando Hudson. There you go with the recruiting report tonight here on Sports Talk, brought to you by Seawells. Remember, check it out on our website, sportstalksc.com, and on Twitter. Just use the hashtag STRecruiting to take you right to our tweets, our retweets, and links to our stories. That's a nice, simple way to get it done.